This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. March for Our Lives Humboldt is scheduling an event with students at Arcata High School and North Coast Preparatory Academy to show solidarity with students at a Parkland, Florida high school where 17 were killed by a gunman last month. There will be a march held against gun violence. Marchers will assemble at noon, March 24th, at the Arcata Playhouse for an hour of speeches and music, and then the march to the Arcata Plaza and back. People who want to make signs and buttons for the event can show up to do so at 11:30 that day. The Shelter Cove Resort Improvement District will be conducting a tsunami warning siren commissioning and testing. The fire department has installed three new tsunami sirens. The siren located adjacent to the sewer plant and will be tested on Tuesday, March 20th throughout the day, and again on Wednesday, March 28th between 11 a.m. and noon. It's part of a county-wide communications test. Don't be alarmed if you hear the siren. You don't need to take any action. You don't need to call 911. And you don't need to evacuate your home or business. Eureka Police Department getting calls of a man and a woman with stab wounds earlier in the week and a robbery that had taken place. The incident occurred as follows. 36-year-old Jessica Manassian and 42-year-old Brian Bickerstaff confronted a man sleeping on the sidewalk on the 300 block of F Street. They yelled at the man and told him to leave and began assaulting him. The man then pulled out a knife in an effort to stop the assault. He stabbed Manassian and was able to flee. He was able to get police help. Manassian and Bickerstaff took items belonging to the man and also took off. Manassian went to the Humboldt Bay Fire Station on the 500 block of C Street for medical help. She was transported to the hospital. Bickerstaff, meantime, was transported and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. He's being held there on $50,000 bail. A Fortuna woman in custody after a welfare check on Humboldt Hill. It was about 7:15 Sunday night. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the Humboldt Hill overpass. A report of a woman over the railing. When deputies got to the scene, they saw a woman, 40-year-old Jennifer Mae Cooper, walking with an open lock blade knife along Humboldt Hill Road near the Highway 101 northbound on-ramp. Deputies contacted Cooper, told her to drop the weapon. She did. Cooper was found to have a felony warrant for her arrest. She was taken into custody and booked on assault with a deadly weapon other than a firearm, vandalism, and other counts. Her bail set at $75,000. Police say they don't believe anyone was injured by Cooper in the course of her carrying the knife around Humboldt Hill Road. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.